comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Real important things real quick. Each week we get all kinds of email. Most of it, 99% of it, very, very positive, very supportive. But we have folks out there who think if, you know, I will not just jump up and say X is true and you need to believe X, well, then I am presenting flawed information or disinformation. And I have exactly the opposite view of that, and that is if I try to get you to believe something, you need to run. Because this is not about believe, it's about know. And the only way you can know is to examine all different kinds of information. Some of it you will find very interesting, some of it you will find perhaps even offensive to some of the things you believe, you see. So this is a grown-up show. All the kiddies can go to bed now. And this is about no. And so we examine lots of stuff. I had one guy call me a Nazi this week because I guess because I don't get on the radio and tell everybody they need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There was some mention of that. And so I am a Nazi. According to him. So all the little kiddies, turn the show off and run along. This is for the grown-ups. Here at the Kevin Smith Show, we have a members community. You know about that, right? Now, what's in the members community is voluminous. And it's great stuff. We want you to be a part of that. And we need you to be a part of that, frankly, because we're 100% listener-supported. Without your support, we're not here tomorrow. I mean, it's that simple. And because of that, and because we turned away from advertising several years ago, it's been hard to stay on the air, even though we are the number one UFO talk show on the planet. But it's listener-supported. Now, we have, because, you know, the Christmas holidays are coming up, we have a couple of Christmas specials, and by specials I mean special packages that you can give as a free gift. Well, it's not free, but I mean you give it as a gift, and it's free to the person you give it to. $10 will give someone full access to the members community for a month, 1 month. Okay, it's not a subscription, so this is not a recurring payment. It's a one-time thing. So it gives them a chance to enjoy it, to see it, to determine if they want to continue being a part of it. And if they do, then they can register in their own name. But you can give them 1 month for $10, 2 months for $18. Check my website for the ad. We'll be back with our guest right after this. All right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And interesting discussion we're going to have tonight. Let me underscore once more, though. Get over to the website. Check on these gift packages. You can give a gift pass for a month or a gift pass for 2 months. 1 month is $10. 2 months is $18. And you need to go ahead and get those done so we can get these folks set up and notified, the people you're giving them to, and they can begin to enjoy this. You need to get it done before December 21st in case all the prophets are right. All those prophets that say it's over December the 21st, at least they get a month out of it, right? All right, go ahead and get those gift passes done. My guest this evening is Ken Darnell. Ken Darnell joins us from the East Coast of the United States. Ken, welcome to the show. Well, I show that Ken is online, but we're not getting any audio whatsoever out of Ken. So I don't know what that problem is. He is online with us, but we're getting no audio from him. Okay, tell you what we'll do. Ken, we're going to hang up. I'm going to play some music, and then we'll, during that music, I'll give you a call on from one of our other lines, okay? So here we go.
I checked out and drove away to where the bad dreams
Okay. Well, I don't know what the problem is, folks. We had our guest connected on the phone line, and no audio. The equipment's working fine. So, as you heard me say, and I think our guest would have heard me say, okay, we're going to hang up. We'll call you from another phone line. We've done that, and all we get is voicemail. So we will try to schedule Mr. Darnell to be with us at some future date, but we must move along. And these kinds of things do happen sometimes. We were connected with him prior to the show. For some reason, his phone has decided it's not going to talk to us, and we will just have to move along. So what we're going to do is what we always do in situations like this, and go to Open Line BYOT, bring your own topic. I'll go ahead and kick it off with, I already mentioned some of the email that I've gotten this week from people who have, they're like on this mission from God, you know, because they have their view of what's coming in the future, and they may be right. You've heard me say that over and over and over. You might be right. On the other hand, this show doesn't preach. We don't preach about Jesus. We don't preach about Muhammad. We don't preach about Moses. We don't preach about Buddha. We don't preach about Confucius or Quetzalcoatl. Okay? So what we look at is information, just information. And some of that information was written by people associated with Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Quetzalcoatl, Confucius. We look at all kinds of ancient texts because we're looking for what those texts have to say. So we can compare and compare those against events that are happening, compare those against events that have happened, compare those against what we think we know scientifically, and come to some sort of orderly and rational position. Not a position that I tell you and then you go out there and say, well, that's my position. It's so that you can come to your own position. Now, how many times have you heard people say, well, I've got a right to have my own opinion? Yes, you do have a right to have your own opinion. You do. But I'm absolutely certain that at least 80% of the people that are listening to me right now do not have their own opinion about anything, because they are in the believe and feel business, and they get their information primarily off of mainstream media. So mainstream media tells you, well, this guy over here is a bad guy. Don't vote for him. This is a bad guy. And you go, oh, that's a bad guy. I'm not going to vote for him. And there's no facts. He may be a bad guy, but there's no facts. And you don't check the facts that they do present from time to time to see if they themselves are lying. And they very often are. Several of the major networks have been caught lying, in fact, editing video and editing audio to make it appear a certain thing happened when it did not happen at all. And they've done that to promote, to get people all emotionally ginned up and promote us going to war. Man, anybody that wants you all ginned up and going to war, you need to back off and really sniff that air a little bit before you decide that's the thing to do. But it's not just about going to war. It's about everything. It's about everything. And so most people have opinions that were formulated for them in the dark basements of Washington, D.C., Langley, Virginia, and Denver, Colorado, and places like that. So they've got opinions that have been manufactured for them, and most people don't have their own opinion. Now, in thinking about that, that's a little bit like wearing somebody else's underwear, isn't it? You know, if everybody having their own opinion is, you think they really do have their own opinion, look around you. How's that working out? They don't have their own opinion. They don't. It's manufactured for them. So what we do here is we don't manufacture opinions. What we do is we present all kinds of information from all different kinds of angles. And, you know, the folks with two gray cells and one blue out send me email and say, well, you must be in support of this because you talked about it. Well, let me tell you, I've talked about Hitler. I'm certainly not in support of Hitler. I've talked about Hitler because of the alleged Nazi UFO programs. So I've talked about Hitler. I've talked about some of his generals. I've talked about the SS. Shoot, if you talk about NASA, you're talking about the SS. Not that all of the people in NASA are SS, but some of the people who used to be there were SS. Wernher von Braun, for example. So just because I talk about something and we discuss it, that doesn't mean I'm promoting it. It just means I think you need to know about it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up the telephone lines. We'll do this show with Ken Darnell at another date. I don't know what's happened with the phone connections between here and him, but we did have him online and then zip, nada. So I don't know what happened. Telephone lines are open. This is BYOT, and that means bring your own topic. We will talk about anything that's within the genre of the strange and unexplained. However, we don't do religious dogma. We don't do politics. I grant you, some religious dogma is excessively strange and unexplained. Some politics, a lot of it, is strange and unexplained. But I'm talking about things that are truly weird, paranormal, UFO, otherworldly, those sorts of things. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889 is the number to call. And since our guest apparently cannot be with us, you be with us, all right? We'll talk about whatever is on your mind. Any topic in the strange and unexplained. Or if you have a question about the show, you know, something about what we're doing, I'll be glad to talk with you about that. 623-444-5889. Let me tell you that Roland Strahlberg, who is, as our members know, he is one of the people that really helps us out here a lot in member support and other places around the Kevin Smith Show. And Roland has agreed to be with me in a special broadcast coming up after Christmas in the members community, where we'll be talking about various member support issues, things that are so simple and people don't read, so they don't know how to do it. So we're going to do a special broadcast where he and I talk about it. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
I escaped from the aliens. We did, however, have Thanksgiving for dinner.
I'm scared to ask what aliens serve for dinner.
Well, you see, they named their turkey Thanksgiving, so we had Thanksgiving for dinner.
I see. Okay. What's on your mind this evening?
I listened to your, what was it? What do you think is going to happen on December 21st, 2012 program?
Yeah, Friday program. Night.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to present something that I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea if anything is going to happen, but I'm going to present this as a possible consideration.
All right.
The Earth has a magnetic field. Our sun has a magnetic field. We pass through. We are genetically climatized to our planet. Every time we pass through the sun's ecliptic, we essentially pass through its torsion field. We are acclimatized to our solar system. We are also acclimatized to our galaxy.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. we don't often pass through its torsion field. So we're going to pass through that torsion field, and we may experience some energy. I don't know what. But there have been some, I think it was a Mayan elder who said that there's going to be an 8-minute window of opportunity for us to experience something. I don't know what, but something. So I'm just saying that sometime around the 21st, might be 3 or 4 days either way, if you experience a tingling sensation that kind of sets you off into a buzz,
mm-hmm.
try to guide it with your mind. Because supposedly, I've heard this, I don't know where I heard this, consciousness is associated with magnetic fields. If you can guide that field to do what you want it to do, you could accelerate your growth spiritually. You could activate your DNA. I don't know what. I'm just saying that's one possibility. You could experience a tingling. If you do, take advantage of it.
Yeah, but you can experience a tingling if you have enough New Amsterdam vodka, too.
That's true.
I'm not throwing water on it, Brent. You're right. I've heard that. Hang on through this break. We'll talk about it on the other side. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're open line. We had a change of direction, a change of plans. We're open line, BYOT, on the telephone with us from Wyoming, Brent. You are Bent, you know. Brent.
A little twisted, actually.
Brayton. Brent, you've seen Brent, I play a little spot that he does for us. In fact, two different spots. I play those once in a while. So you've seen him. You know who he is. So Bent, what about December the 21st, 2012? Do you have any anxiety about that?
The only anxiety I have about it is that somebody is going to take advantage of it. Of all the hype, one way or the other. You're probably right in that if nothing happens, the mainstream, I don't know what you want to call them, they'll try and take advantage of it and put a lot of people out of business, which is probably going to happen anyway, but just try and discredit everyone associated with it.
Yeah, they're going to put just about everyone in the same pot.
Yeah.
You know, and paint with a broad brush. They do that a lot, to the grave discredit of media, but they do it. And, it's gonna be, you saw the show, and, you heard me say that, come December the 21st, 2012, a lot of this insanity is over. because people that have married themselves to the idea of massive destruction, if it doesn't happen, are pretty much going to be severely and thoroughly discredited. Now, if it does happen, you know, I had a person that sent me an email that said, well, if it happens, you'll be discredited. Well, I won't either, but it doesn't matter. I won't be discredited because I said, I don't think that's going to happen, but it might. I don't think it will.
You won't know unless or until it happens.
But if it happens, how can I be discredited? Everybody's out of business.
Yeah. The other thing that concerns me about it is if something happens, there are people who are going to try and take advantage of it and get a bunch of followers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be messiahs dime a dozen at that point.
Yeah.
That's a whole aspect of it that we haven't discussed, but that gets into sociology. And listen, there is an entertainer that's very famous who just recently on stage said something about you need to thank our Lord and Savior. I want to thank God for this award and thank our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Now, regardless, this is not a political statement, but regardless of your politics, I got news for you. Barack Obama is no Lord and no Savior. And he's just a man. And but, you know, I thought about that when I heard that. It was Jamie Foxx did that, the entertainer, not the filmmaker. That's James Foxx is the filmmaker. Jamie Foxx, the entertainer, is the one that did that. Now, when he did, I thought about exactly what you just said. There's going to be a lot of people that will get a lot of followers. There's going to be a messiahs on every street corner.
Yeah. And that's, on the one hand, you've got the lack of journalistic integrity. On the other hand, you've got lack of personal integrity.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a society that's leading with their emotions instead of their mind. And it's an insane culture.
And there are still a few sane ones.
Oh, yeah.
Far between.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are a lot of people with some sanity left, and most of them listen to this show, really. I mean, well, let me say it this way. Most of the people that listen to this show are people that are very sane and very feet on the ground. And they understand that I'm not saying you shouldn't have emotions. I'm saying you can't lead with that. Emotions are for response, not for leading you.
Yep.
Yeah. Brent, what are you going to do on December the 21st? How are you spending that evening?
Well, if it snows, I'm going to be shoveling snow. If not, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you ought to just forget about shoveling snow and wait till morning and see, because if Nibiru passes real close to us, it'd probably melt the snow.
This is true. That helped.
Mm-hmm.
I had to plow about 6 inches of heavy wet stuff today.
Was it fun?
No. I'm glad I didn't have to shovel it, though.
Yeah, really. Brent, thank you for the call, man.
Yep, you take care.
All right.
Bye.
The telephone lines are open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Friday night I did a show. It was called December 21, Less Than 1 Month to Go. So that's what Brent was referring to. And we're even closer now to December 21. There are people that, it's almost frantic, the emails that I'm getting. People that are sending me emails, it's not the majority of the people that listen to the show, it's a handful, but they're becoming almost frantic because they say I'm being flippant about it. They say I'm I need to be warning people and getting people prepared and, you know. All right. Let's assume that we know for sure. Let's assume we know for sure that December the 21st, 2012, is going to be Destruction Day for most of Earth. We don't know that. But let's say we did know that. All right, consider this a warning. Okay, you got your warning. Now what are you going to do about it? There's not a doggone thing you can do about it. So I fail to understand all the anxiety. I really do. I understand that people do have, some people do have it. I understand that, and I mean, I certainly recognize it, and I see it in some of the emails I get, where people are just, you know, frantically scorching me because I'm not getting the word out. How many people are on this planet? 7 billion? How many of them do you think already know the stories about December the 21st, 2012? Probably most of that 7 billion. The word is out. So the question is, what word am I supposed to get out? And if I warn people, which I won't do because I don't think there's any evidence that D-Day for Earth is coming on December 21st, 2012. I have looked now for years. I've questioned guests over and over and over. I've listened to what they said about their evidence for this. And they see it. I don't. Maybe they're right. But I'm not going to put out a warning. Even if they were right. I mean, if they were right and I knew they were right, I would tell you that. But warning? And what are you going to do? You can't leave this planet. So what are you going to do? You got to live till you don't, folks. You just got to live till you don't. It comes down to that. It's that simple. Have anxiety about it? I mean, really? December the 21st, 2012, you got anxiety about that? Now, we're going to be doing a special broadcast that night. By special, I mean we're going to go 4 hours. When we go on the air, we're going all the way to 1 minute past midnight. And then we'll be into December 22nd. Okay? Fair enough? We're going all the way into December 22nd. And if I can sign off right after midnight, December the 22nd, the morning of December 22nd, if I can sign off, and I'm sitting here at the mic and I say, my friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, you can call me whatever you want to call me, just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody. If I can sit here and say that just past midnight on December 22nd, we made it. And I'm betting that just past midnight, I will be able to say that. Okay? Now, what we're going to do, I was not able, I get asked, you know, I was going to have a party in Bangkok. Lots of things have been thrown in the way. And, you know, I already had the place, I'd already talked with the place and had the place picked out and secured and ready to go. And we were going to have to do a party, December 21st party in Bangkok. But, a whole bunch of stuff has been thrown in the way as obstacles. And, you know, they're not, these are not sinister things. These are just lots and lots of things that have got to happen. And, there's just no way I can do that. So what we're doing is we're going to do the broadcast live all the way December 21st all the way into the 22nd. And we're going to kind of make it an online party and invite you to join the party. I will be sending out in the K-Files information about that. Are you getting the K-Files? If you're not, why not? Just tell me, where's the genius in that? There's no genius in that, because it's absolutely free. And that's our free weekly newsletter. So you need to be getting it, and if you're not getting it, just go to my website, click where it says K-File, subscribe, and then you're going to get an email where you activate your subscription. Be sure you do that, okay? So I'll put the details in the K-Files about that online party. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, and we have plans way past December the 21st. So, you know, we have guests scheduled, all the way into February. So I'm planning on being here, and I hope you are. What else is on your mind? This show is not about, December the 21st, 2012. It's just open line. It's BYOT, bring your own topic. And, we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Got a couple of emails where people have watched shows that we've done, and they have said, in a couple of cases, you're not using the high definition photograph from NASA, and here's the link to it, and if you use that, you'll see that's not what you think it is. I want to tell you that when the high definition photographs from NASA are available, that's exactly what we use, and the ones that I got links to, those are the ones we use. All right, we're going to step away for this break, and we shall return right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are BYOT, bring your own topic tonight, and the telephone lines are open. The telephone number, for those of you who are watching, is on your screen. For those of you who are listening, it is 623-444-5889, and if you're outside the USA and outside of Canada, you can either call that number or use the flash message option on our website. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Hello. What do you think, now this is, I'm just asking a personal opinion from mm-hmm. from you. Mm-hmm. What do you think of David Icke's material?
Did you see the K-Files this week?
No, David Icke.
Did you see the K-Files this week?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
Did you see the video where Jesse Ventura interviewed him?
I saw some of it. I didn't watch it all. Mm. Yeah.
That was a little surprising for me.
Yeah.
I think, like almost all research, well, like all researchers, I think he's right on target on some things. And I think he is speculating on a lot of other things. And every researcher and speaker and writer has to do that. If you've watched any of my seminars, you have seen me say, well, here is what that says. And well, let me give you an example. The Nephilim. The Nephilim are not the ones, and I don't know if you saw that seminar, but they are not the ones who had sex with human women and produced giants. That is a popular belief. That is not what the words say in that text. It just says they were there, they were on earth when the sons of God had sex with the human women. We know who had sex with the human women. B'nai Elohim. It says so. Okay, now, in my seminar, I said, so the Nephilim are not the ones who had sex with human women. They're never mentioned as ever being angels. They are not fallen angels. So who are they? And then I speculated. I said, maybe it's just another race of extraterrestrials that were here. Okay, maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Maybe they're not extraterrestrial at all. Maybe Nephilim actually are native residents of Earth. We don't know that. But when I speculate, I say so. Most researchers and writers don't. And so they, what usually would get done is a big case would be made for these being just another race of extraterrestrials. Well, we don't know. They're mentioned and they were here and that's all it says. And so with David Icke, there's some speculation where he's trying to connect dots, and I see what he's doing, and it's, you know, and I, okay, you know, and I just view that as that's his opinion. So some things I think he's right on target, and some things I think he speculated a lot, and he sells a lot of books.
Well, I guess I'm specifically referring to the parts of where, one, he speaks about the queen being a reptile, and then other assertions like that. I don't see how he possibly can know that.
Well, that's part of what Jesse Ventura was kind of questioning him about. But let me tell you, we're all part reptilian. All of us have reptile DNA in us.
How do we know that?
The geneticists have matched different parts of our genome with the genomes of other animals. So you've got some genes that you have in common with a cockroach. You've got genes that you have in common with a mouse, and genes that you have in common with reptiles, and a lot of genes in common with reptiles, and part of your brain is reptilian. It's very reptilian.
Well, we call some of aliens, you know, I'm referring to those who are off-planet, whatever, as being reptilian, but I don't think we can actually claim that someone has taken their DNA and know they're related to a crocodile, per se, right?
We are all related to reptiles. Now, whether they are off-planet or on-planet reptiles, I don't know. We are all related to reptiles to some degree.
But don't they call them reptilians based solely on their look?
Just
solely based on their looks, right?
Not too many people ever ask me a question that I've never been asked, but you just did. I think people who talk about having seen reptilians, it's based on their appearance, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't really know. That's why I was asking if they were related to reptiles solely from that standpoint. I mean, we just know that because of their look, not because of any DNA that's been done.
You're right. You're right about that. That's a good point.
So we could all be just 100% wrong that they could just look like them. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, actually, you know, I'm not talking about being related 20 million years ago. I meant like now, you know, like we're of the human species now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the human species right now, you, Rusty in Michigan, you have 228 genes that are not related to anything on this planet.
Right.
And so are we related to extraterrestrials? Well, obviously, we got 228 genes that aren't related to anything else on this planet. Okay, so, yeah, we're part extraterrestrial. But also, we can say, in addition to those 228 genes, we have genes that we hold in common with reptiles. Now, again, are they extraterrestrial reptiles or are they Earth reptiles? I don't know, but here's what we can say. If they're extraterrestrial, then their genetics are identical to the reptiles on Earth because that's how they matched them. They matched them with reptiles on Earth. And so very likely it's just that, you know, we have genes related to reptiles on Earth.
And I guess another point I was coming from is, let's say the reptilians are directly, you know, they have all the same chromosomes as the reptiles on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how then is it possible? We say we were dumbed down. Then I would say some of those species, at least from my standpoint, would have had been really dumbed down to get where they're at because they don't have, because they don't have the reasoning factor like we have.
At least we don't think they do.
Right. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I spend a lot of time thinking about weird stuff. I guess you haven't noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
I said Brent was bent. I am bent. I do. I consider a lot of weird stuff. We talk about animals being dumb animals, meaning they can't speak. That's nonsense. They can speak, and they do speak to their own species.
Right.
And that's been documented, well documented. So a dog can talk to dogs. Chicken can talk to chickens. Pigs can talk to pigs. But they don't speak our language, so we say they're dumb. And we mean they can't speak. But we do the same thing when we talk about their intelligence. I'll tell you something. I've watched cats very closely. And if you think a cat has no forethought and planning, you haven't been watching. They do have forethought and planning. And they would not probably consider consequences in the same way that we do because they're cats. They got a whole different motivation for doing what they do. But they have forethought and planning. So I'm not so sure that animals are as dumb as we think they are.
Well, when I speak of dumb, I'm not, you know, I'm referring to being able to reason why something is done, you know, and I don't know as though I've never seen any indication that animals know why something is done. They just, they can see that it is done, but they don't know the reason why, from what I gather anyway.
Well, that's our interpretation of what we see, but we really just don't know.
No, not 100%. But, you know, it's just...
Rusty, can you hang on?
Sure.
Yeah, hang on. All right, we got to take this break, folks, and then we'll be back and continue talking with Rusty. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with me is Rusty from Michigan. And we're talking about, at this point, what animals know and what animals perceive. You know, I think a lot of animals basically just go about their business and pretty much ignore us, except they do take note of our presence. Because they know that we're dangerous to them. How do they know that?
I don't know.
Hello. You can take a bird that's born or hatched in captivity and raise this bird and then free the bird. And at the right time for it to migrate, it will migrate and it'll go to the right spot. There are people that say, well, that's genetically hardwired in them. Maybe. That's pretty doggone intelligent.
Well, what amazes me with animals like that is sometimes you'll see them just kind of sitting around, and all of a sudden they look like they're following something in the air, and there's nothing there that I can see.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure seems like they're following it.
Yeah, well, you know, their eyes are different. When you look at a tree, and a horse looks at a tree, the horse sees a tree, but he doesn't see what you see. His eyes work different. When a bee looks at that tree, it does not appear the same to him. The world doesn't even appear anything like what you and I see, because our eyes are different.
Now, you were talking the other night about that 2012 comes and, you know, the day comes and goes.
Yeah.
And that some of these people who are calling for, you know, some kind of enlightenment or the earth crust switch or whatever may be happening.
Yeah.
And then you said that you see that ufology will have kind of a black eye, you know, because of the reputation, you know, everybody's going to know they're a liar, you know.
If nothing happens, if there's no great cataclysms, then, and I don't want there to be, but if there are no great cataclysms, then everyone, all the prophets who have married themselves to that theory, are going to be discredited.
Well, that's what I was wanting to talk about, in that, and I'm looking at it, I guess, from the world of religion. I've seen so many on there, even clear back in the 70s, that were prophesying things, and obviously it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yet they still got tens of millions of followers again, still.
It's a little different, though, with religion. Religion has 2,000 years of momentum, if we're talking about Christianity. It's got 1,500 years of momentum if we're talking about Islam. It's got 3,000 years of religion of momentum if we're talking about Buddhism. And so, you know, there's a lot of momentum built up, and they can kind of just keep going. I mean, you know, it was the Catholic Church that enforced the idea that the earth was flat. And they did so with arrest and even death penalties. And then when it was absolutely proven that they were dead wrong, they just kind of shrugged their shoulders and moved forward, because there's so much momentum already built up. You don't have that with ufology.
Well, I mean, you know, to me, either they're right or they're wrong, but I think that's going to happen again in ufology even.
Oh, it'll happen again, yeah. But it's going to clear the decks. Look, let's just say that you know what I think about channeling, but let's say that I'm a channeler, which I'm not, for those who are new to the show. So let's just say that I was a channeler, and I've been telling you that I'm channeling Zartog from Xenon. And Zartog is telling me all these events that are going to happen on December the 21st, 2012, and I'm just urgent, and I'm getting the word out, and I'm trying to warn people, and it's just, oh man, it's just that important. And let's say that you are a believer in me, and you say, well, he seems so sincere. Well, Stalin was sincere, folks. He seems so sincere. I don't think he would lie to us. Okay? So December the 21st rolls around, and I've got you all anxietied up, and you're all spun up about it, and you're huddled in a bunker somewhere waiting for hell to break loose, and then it doesn't. On December the 22nd, do you really want to hear anything I've got to say?
I wouldn't know, but...
Well, that's the way it's going to be. And
I'm afraid there's people out there that still would, because, you know, if excuses are accepted, you can make anything reborn, as it were.
There are some artful dodgers that are going to be able to skim through, but not too many. Most of them will be shown to be frauds if nothing happens. If something happens, then they can say, ha, 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 you see, we were right. But if nothing happens, then they're going to be shown to be frauds. And I'll tell you something. I don't know how it is in every other country, but in this country, people have just about had it with fakes and frauds.
Well, I'd almost make a bet that not hardly anything happens to anybody. It's just going to go on as it's always going on, you know.
Well, you might be right.
And another thing is, how can it be different? Like, what is Australia, and from there over starts a day earlier than we do?
Yeah, the other side of the planet. It's already tomorrow there.
Yeah, so which 2012 are we talking about?
Which December 21st?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to follow it through until it's after midnight and on this side of the planet. And, you know, there will still be some residual out towards the West Coast and so forth. But, you know, I guess... at the date line is where you would have to draw the line and say, you know, well, okay, it's December 22nd has now come to the whole planet, you know. So that's out in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah.
And out over the Atlantic. But, yeah, it's, I'm betting that nothing happens, but if it does, like I say, you know, you got to live till you don't. And if it happens and it wipes me out, I love you folks, and it's been great. And if nothing happens, then I still love you, and we're going to still be broadcasting.
So, do you buy the idea that there is some kind of, some say God, and even now some in the UFO community, well, some are saying they're using HAARP, and I'm talking about storms like Sandy and different storms. They always have to attribute it to somebody making it a storm. And I just wondered, you know, why do people always have to assume that either God or HAARP, which would be what I guess we'd say the government, why does it always have to be someone making it do those kind of things?
Well, you're right. And for some, you look, some people see either something religious or a huge conspiracy under every pebble. And it's in reality not that way. However, on the HAARP thing, the reason so many people suspect it all the time is because it can. We do have the technology, and that's been admitted by a Secretary of Defense, Mr. Cohen, that we do have that ability. We can control the weather and set off earthquakes. So we, you know, and we're not the only ones that have it. The Chinese have it. The Russians have it. We've got it. The biggest one is in Norway. So these, the technology to do it exists, and it has been used for that. And that's been pretty well documented with radar scans and satellite photographs and monitoring frequencies and all that kind of stuff. So it, that's why so many people suspect it. I don't suspect it of everything, but I know it can be used like that. The thing about God, God's been around, the concept of God has been around as long as humans have. And some people say, well, that's evidence that there is God. Well, maybe, but God gets blamed for everything that goes wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever God, I mean, whether we're talking about the God of the Jews, the Christians would say, well, it's the same God. Well, your definition of God is different than theirs. But Muslims or, you know, the Zoroastrians, whoever's God you're talking about, God gets blamed for every bad thing that happens. And he gets credit, gets credit for a lot, but not all, the good things that happen. The fact is, we're like a bunch of little kids causing problems, and when we get caught, we say, he did it. Look, you're a religious guy to some degree, and so you know the story of Adam and Eve, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So God comes walking through the garden in the cool of the day. He's looking for Adam and Eve. He can't find them. When he finally does find them, they're all dressed in fig leaves. And he says, what's up with this? Well, we were naked and we were ashamed. And he said, well, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten off of that tree? And what did Adam do? Well, she gave it to me.
Yeah.
And what did she do? The serpent gave it to me. The serpent beguiled me. It's in our genes, man. We blame everybody else except us for what we do.
I agree with that one. Now, another thing, like on these hurricanes, and since we know that the coastlines, well, I guess we don't know, but it's been assumed that along the coastlines, if there was a, you know, a pole shift and those kind of things, that those areas are going to be hit. Hurricanes come along, people get hit, and they build right back in that danger zone. What's going to change people not to do that?
I mean, well, there would have to be
building in an area that every 10 years gets hit by a hurricane or earthquake.
Yeah. One thing that would have to happen is you would have to have laws to force the insurance companies to pay off and allow you to build elsewhere. The insurance companies will pay to rebuild your house where it's standing or where it was standing if you have the proper insurance. But if you live on the coast and you decide, well, you know what, I'm moving to Nashville, Tennessee, the insurance company isn't going to build you a house in Nashville, Tennessee. So it would take that.
Well, from what I gather, though, most of those houses, like along the coast in that floodplain, if you don't have the governmental flood insurance, I don't think private insurance gives flood insurance. I think you only can get it from the federal, can't you?
I don't know. I've never lived in a flood zone.
Well, that's what they were saying. Some people who had some houses lost in Hurricane Sandy, that's what they said on TV, so I'm assuming they probably would be correct in that point. And they said, you know, the only flood insurance you can get is from the government. So these insurance companies are not paying for those.
Well, there has to be a change in the laws and in the regulations that would allow people to get out of there. Most people are trapped right where they are financially. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, if you don't like the laws in this state, you can move to another state? Yeah,
yeah.
Technically you can. Who can afford it? Not very many.
I understand that.
Yeah, not very many. And the same thing is true with people living along the coast. If that's where they live, they're pretty much financially trapped into that area. You know, wherever you live, you're pretty much trapped there by the finances.
Boy, I don't know if I had something kept kept hitting me and taking me and my house under, I think I might just say, well, we got to do something different somehow. But
some people do, but truly some people simply cannot afford to do that. And, you know, I hear it all the time. I've heard this all over the world. If you don't like it in this country, why don't you just leave? Go to another country.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I had the money, I might build me a palace on the moon, but I don't have the money. And, you know, that's where people are. You know, we, most people don't move around much. Most people don't move very far from where they grew up. But if they do, it's such a major thing, they generally stay there for life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I live like 5 miles from where I was born, so
mm-hmm.
I...
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and then there's people like me, I don't even know where to call home, you know. But I still have the same realities. If I had to move right now, it could not happen. You know, it just couldn't. And that's why people are where they are.
I guess. I see, like, the mudslides in California and different places. You know, people mm-hmm. live where they want. But, man, if my house, especially the second time, if it went through a mudslide, I don't know. I would be scared to build it back.
Yeah, but you might not have a choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, alrighty, that's all I had.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Wow, bunches of interesting ideas and questions and discussion. What about you, huh? It's BYOT, and we had to have a change of direction because of some technical issues, apparently, in the phone connection with our guest. So we're open line, BYOT, bring your own topic, and we will we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's within our genre of the strange and the unexplained. 623-444-5889. Do you ever have anything that just really bugs you? I mean, really? Well, this time of the year, there's a particular type of insect that just absolutely infests this area, and even with the place all closed up, somehow they get in. And right straight in front of me, across the studio on the wall, is one of those bugs, and I promise you, if I had a BB gun or a 22, I'd take him out right now. That just bugs me. All right, let's go to the telephone. And caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Molly from Hot Arizona.
Well, hello, Molly from Hot Arizona.
Well, it's cooling down now, so it's not so bad.
So what has it cooled down to, about 100?
No. Well, it's like in the 80s daytime. So.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a heat wave here.
The evenings are really nice and cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, is the evenings, because you go through that period of time where at nighttime it doesn't get down below 100. So when this time of the year comes along, oh, man, it feels so refreshing for the evening to cool down into the 60s or something, you know.
Yeah, it's 60 right now, so it's mm-hmm. really nice. But
yeah.
I wanted to call you since when I tuned in, you were kind of talking about reptilians and
yeah.
you know, Jesse Ventura reptilians
yeah.
and I was going to talk about my reptilian encounter that I had in 2009. If you want to hear it,
sure.
Well, the only reason I'm doing it now is because my husband's on an out of town job. And there's no way I would say this in front of him.
Okay.
even though he knows about it, he doesn't really know a lot of the details, so I could never talk about it in front of him. But
all right.
Now, it's kind of hard for me to talk about, but I'm going to try.
All right.
Well, I was sleeping alone one night, and sometimes me and my husband, we don't always share the same bedroom sometimes. I don't want to talk about that part of it. But,
all right.
But I always sleep with the night lights on because I'm kind of scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I woke up and I woke up startled because I had somebody leaning over looking at me. And when I opened my eyes, it was like almost face to face. And when I finally realized what I was looking at, it was a reptilian. Now, this reptilian, he had the features. He reminded me of the shaped head, looked like Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And at first, when I saw it, I thought I was dreaming, and I was like, no. And I realized that I was looking at something real is because on the side of his temples, as he breathed, I could see the temples moving.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, oh, my God, this is real. But I was so scared that I couldn't move.
How tall was this? How tall was this creature?
Well, see, I couldn't tell how tall he was because he was bended over looking down at me.
Uh-huh.
So I only saw the head, and I couldn't move. I was I couldn't move.
Uh-huh.
But then, when I realized this was real, the first thought in my mind was, well, I could talk to him telepathically, see what he wants. But, I mean, that was hard to even come to that point because I've never experienced such fear in my whole life because I think the thought of looking at something that you're not used to looking at and wasn't very pleasant, mm-hmm. is like frightening. But I got over that enough to see if I could talk to him telepathically.
Okay, tell you what. We have to take a break. Can you hang on through this break?
Oh, okay.
All right, you hang on because I want to hear about you communicating telepathically with this reptilian. All right, folks, we will step away here in just a few seconds, and when we come back, we'll continue talking with Molly from Hot, Arizona. Sounds like this is going to be a very interesting encounter. And we are BYOT tonight. Bring your own topic, so you get ready and call in just a few minutes. Sorry about that. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and BYOT. It's Bring Your Own Topic tonight. And, boy, we've had some interesting conversations. We're in the midst of one right now with Molly in Arizona. So, Molly, you were telling us about you woke up, and this was in 2009, and there was this reptilian bending over you. You finally realized it was not just a dream. It was real, and you were very frightened, but you thought about you could communicate telepathically with this being.
Yeah.
So what happened?
What's funny is that I don't even know how I even thought that I could do that. It just came automatically, so that's a little crazy.
Okay.
But the minute that I saw that thought, I could talk to him telepathically, you know, find out what he wants. And believe me, it wasn't that calm either. But the minute I thought that, the next thought that came into my head was, oh, my God, he's going to knock me out. So he didn't even give me time to even try to communicate. I knew immediately that he was going to knock me out. And the minute I thought that, all of a sudden, I felt like a blow hit the top of my head, as if something hit my head like a blow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this rolling sensation that went all the way down to my chest. And that was it. I was out. I was out till the next morning. And when I woke up, I was like startled, knew this happened, but had no idea if anything occurred or anything, if he did anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the strange part, Kevin, if that's not enough strange.
Okay.
Strange
us some more.
He had red glowing eyes. Now, after this encounter, I investigated a few cases. You know, anybody seen a reptilian that have these eyes that were just red? I couldn't find any. And this past year, I went to the UFO Congress, and I ran into Barbara Lamb. I told her this story,
mm-hmm.
and I asked her, with, you know, all your studies, is there anybody reported reptilians with red eyes? And she said, yes, a few. And she said, now this is the hard part. She said that in her cases, when a reptilian appeared and the eyes were red, that meant that they were sexually stimulated. That's the best way I could say.
But you have no memory of being violated.
No. Mm-hmm. And I remember waking up startled, like it just happened. And I checked everything. I checked me out because I knew this was real. But I just found this out this year from Barbara Lamb that's what the red eyes mean. So,
you know,
that's why she never say this story in front of my husband.
Well, I mean, you know, it just is what it is. Joe Montaldo down in New Orleans has been on the show, and Joe has a lot of information about reptilians. Reptilians were reported by National Guardsmen and by New Orleans police to Joe Montaldo and his organization right after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh.
And I know you're a member here, aren't you? Aren't you a member?
Not really.
No? Well, you need to be a member, because then you can go in our archives and you can listen to the last show that we did with Joe Montaldo, and he talked about that a lot. And he's got lots of information about these guys.
Well, you know what is so funny is because when I tuned into the show and it was, you know, bring your own subject, I was like, well, you know, they're talking about 2012. They don't want to hear about reptilians. And then you got on the subject of reptilians. I was like, wow.
Well, see, now that's how BYOT night is. We just talk about anything and everything, whatever people want to talk about.
I could not say that in front of my husband. He knows I've had an experience,
mm-hmm.
but I never told him about the red eyes and what that meant when I found that out, because I think that would just freak him out.
What if he's listening tonight?
Oh, no. He doesn't listen. He's out of town working, so mm-hmm. I know I'm safe. but you know what, Kevin, I have a hard trouble even talking about it, because when I start talking about it, I really start shaking, and it's really hard for me to even admit this. And so when I hear people talk about reptilians and, oh, they're not real, you know, this is not true, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, you're so off the wall, because once you see them and have that experience, you never forget it. And there's no doubt in my mind that this was a true experience. I wasn't dreaming. I know it's real. I can still see his temples moving as he breathes. And that's what I knew. This is real.
Yeah. Did you have any sensation that you were in danger?
Yes. Because when I woke up, I thought that, I mean, I couldn't even think. I was so scared. The fear, being so scared to almost feeling you're going to have a heart attack. That's how scared I was.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to describe that fear, you know. It's like, and to look at something that, you're not used to seeing, and that's not so pretty, is even harder, you know. So,
yeah, well, let me ask you something.
It's a spooky experience. So,
how much time passed from the time he knocked you out until the time you woke up?
I don't sleep deeply ever, but I remember going to bed at most, you know, regular time, 10 o'clock at night. I woke up till it was daylight. I never sleep that deep.
Mm-hmm.
So when I woke up the next morning, I mean, I woke up with a startle and, like, jumped out of bed like, oh, my God, what happened? And I knew it.
All right. Now, you said you felt him, you said, I thought the thought came to my mind, he's going to knock me out. And then you felt something hit your head the next morning when you woke up. Did you check to see if you have a bump on your head where you got hit by something?
It was like, not like, I don't know how to even explain it. It was like a blow, but not like a hard blow. I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there was a rolling sensation that went all the way down to my chest, and then I got like another blow that actually like hit my chest, and that was it. That was, I don't remember anything till the next morning, but it's crazy, but it's true.
I was told, you know, I used to live out in at one point in Glendale, which is for those who don't know, is a northwest suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I was told. I don't know whether this is true, okay? I have no way to verify this. But I was told there's a subterranean base under Glendale that runs from there all the way to Queen Creek.
Really?
And that
I've
it's,
never heard that.
Do what?
I've never heard that, and I was living in Peoria at the time that this happened.
Well, I was told that it's the reptilians' base.
Really?
That's what I was told. I'll tell you what. Now, the person who told me that, I think, is deceased. But if you'll get in touch with me via email, I will tell you what I was told and, you know, give you who told me and all that. And you can check. I think that person is no longer living. He just dropped off the face of the map.
Wow.
I can't find, I've done thorough searches, I've looked for obituaries, can't find any. But it just totally disappeared. That person just totally disappeared, and it was someone well known in the UFO community.
Wow, that is so interesting. I'm in Glendale now, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I used to live on Whispering Wind. And which is really kind of at the north end of Glendale. There's not much of Glendale left after that area.
Right.
But anyway, it's a fascinating story, and it sort of fits with what I was told previously about the area. And I have no idea whether what I was told is true.
Well, yeah, I'll send you an email and you can give me some of that information. You really got me curious now.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating stuff. You know, I had some weird encounters in Glendale as well.
Ooh.
And if you remember, when you and your husband came down to Tucson to see me speak, and then Jerry Will spoke, do you remember the story he told?
Yes, I do remember. Uh-huh. Where you got burns on your hands also?
Yeah, that happened in Glendale.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very curious stuff going on in Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, my God. That's where I am now. But, you know, I've seen a lot of UFOs. I've had another encounter about 15 years ago, but that's another long story. I'll save that for another time.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Although I know you personally, I had no idea you've been hanging out with crocodiles and stuff.
Believe me, that's why I kind of got into the UFO thing. Actually, that's how I got started with the UFO meetup group.
Uh-huh.
After that encounter, it scared me where I figured I better go find somebody to talk to about this.
Well, you did the right
thing. That's how I got involved with that. So.
Yeah. Well, you did the right thing. And everybody who has these weird experiences really should do that. And not try to just hold it all in. Talk to some people about it. But talk to the right people about it. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Molly, thanks for the call.
Oh, it was nice talking to you. Thank you so for listening. I feel like a load have been off my shoulder. That's the first time I've actually really said that out publicly. So thank you so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. That's good. It's good to just understand that you have one of these weird encounters with some weird creature or being. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. That's all. And, doesn't mean you're crazy. It happened. Well, it happened. And, it's helpful to talk to the right people. She talked about getting with some, UFO meetup group. And there are, these groups all over the world. All over the world. There are UFO meetup groups, and they are the people to talk to about all this stuff. When you do, you're going to have a few people that, you know, put really more weird spin on it. But you're also going to have people that are very reasonable and rational about it all. And we'll help you sort of process it all. All right, we're going to step away for break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are on Final Approach. It's BYOT tonight. That means bring your own topic. Like Molly said, she said, she wasn't all that interested in talking about December 21st, and she said, they won't be interested in talking about reptilians, but that's what was on her mind, and then someone else mentioned it. I think it was Rusty mentioned it, and she said, got a call. Well, that's the way BYOT works. It's on your mind. We do want to talk about it. If it's in the world of the strange and unexplained. And the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you're outside the USA and outside of Canada, you may, of course, call that number or use our flash message option. To use the flash message option, you go to my website, scroll down, you see the picture about tonight's show, and right above it is a link that says flash message. But you got to be outside the USA and outside of Canada. But that does include Alaska and Hawaii, because when they call into the continental United States, it costs pretty much like an international phone call. So that's why we do that. Let me also suggest there is another way for you to call us. If you have Skype, you can get their calling plan, And then, like, for a penny a minute or 1.2 cents a minute, you can call this number from anywhere in the world, and it's cheap, cheap, cheap. You do have to have your caller ID set up to get through our phone system, but you do that at Skype, and it's like that quick. It's very, very simple, very easy. Tonight is BYOT because we had some difficulties. I don't know, somewhere between here and our guest, there was some difficulties with the phone lines. And I noticed, you know, we had him online before the show and then no audio. He was still online, but no audio. We couldn't hear anything. So if he was speaking, we couldn't hear him. Tried to call him on another phone line and got voicemail. So we'll get with him tomorrow or the next day and try to reschedule him. Let me tell you, Ken Darnell was at Fort Benning. You've heard John Vasquez on this show talking about an amazing, some people would say almost too fantastic, encounter between UFOs and the U.S. Army at Fort Benning. He wrote a book about it. It's been out for a number of years. And he's been on the show several times. We had Command Sergeant Major James Norton on the show three or four times talking about it. He says he was there. He saw it. He saw John. Both he and John were injured, and he talked about all that. Well, Ken Darnell was not in all of that, but months before, just a few months before, all of that happened with John Vasquez, Ken Darnell was at Fort Benning, and he, along with a group of about 40 other people, also saw UFOs, but I'm going to let him tell you the story. And we'll get him, hopefully we'll be able to get him and reschedule him. Hopefully we can do that tomorrow. He won't be on the show tomorrow. We have a different guest. But hopefully we can get the rescheduling done tomorrow. We have a few minutes left. If you want to call, there's time, but you got to do it now. And if you don't, then I'll talk about what I think I want to talk about. And I want to go back to the December 21st thing. If there was anything at all that I could really impart to people and get people to buy into, it would be you got to live till you don't. You just got to live till you don't. And lighten up. December the 21st, 2012 is coming. You're not going to stop that. You're not even going to slow it down. It's coming. And some of you have read the books, and there's over 3,000 books out there now about December 21st, 2012. Some of you have watched the movie, and you're terrified. Well, there's no reason to be terrified, because what you're doing is, by being terrified, you're wasting good opportunities to just live. And then if something happens, it'll just happen. And you being terrified now isn't going to stop it. And you being terrified now isn't going to somehow make it different. I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But the likelihood is nothing is going to happen. That's the likelihood. Something might. I mean, there might be some big solar flare that gets down on the deck here. That could happen right now. I mean, you know, that sun is out there all the time. And it's having explosions and burps and coronal mass ejections and all that all the time. So at any moment, your entire life, that could have happened, and it didn't. But it could happen. Live till you don't. There could be, you know, the Planet X passing, and, you know, does it really exist? Yeah, I think it does. I'm not sure, but I think it does. Is it going to pass real close to us and tip the Earth over and Well, it could, but I don't think that's going to happen either. And I've discussed all the reasons. I've given you all the reasons in detail over the months, in fact, years, that I've been talking about this. All the reasons for why I don't think you've got anything really to worry about. You should be prepared for emergencies all the time, but, I mean, look, it works like this. I don't care what kind of preparations you've made. If the earth flips over, you're probably pretty much done for. You know, most of us probably won't live through that. But I just don't see it. I don't think it's going to happen. But so what? If it does, we'll find out all at the same time. Between now and then, I got a lot of living to do, a lot of music to write, a lot of shows to prepare for, a lot of research to do. And, you know, I'm going to live till I don't. And I hope you'll join me in that. If you really think something's going to happen, you need to be making every single day between now and then the best day of your life. Not sitting around worrying and fretting. If you really think something's about to happen, you need to make every single day the best day you ever had. And you, tomorrow needs to top today. And the next day needs to top tomorrow. Make it the best you've ever had. And if it's really going to happen, let's go out of here happy, huh? But I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're going to sit right here during our four-hour show on December the 21st, and we're going to pass into December the 22nd safe and sound and happy. I really think that's what's going to be. And again, for those who think I ought to be warning the world, okay, consider yourself warned. December 21st, 2012 is coming. Now, there's nothing you can do about that, and there's nothing you can do about whatever will happen on that day. I think it's going to be just another day. My plans are on December 22nd to go out and do last-minute Christmas shopping. The last little odds and ends, you know, that you need to buy. And maybe you'll join me and we'll just go Christmas shopping together. I think December 22nd is going to be a heck of a shopping day all over the world. I really do. So as we bring this one in for a close, let me say a lot of you are going to check out and go to sleep now. Sleep well. Get good rest and quit worrying about December 21st, 2012. Ain't nothing to it. All right, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.